Hi, welcome to the session on PowerShell classes for developers. I'm Punit Ganshani, Microsoft MVP and a solution architect by profession. So a lot of people today believe that PowerShell is a scripting language, and so it isn't for developers. PowerShell in the recent years has evolved from being merely a scripting language to a language of automation, be it in infrastructure provisioning, Active Directory management, Azure management, DSC, or even build automation. PowerShell is almost everywhere. So while PowerShell is moving more towards a developer experience with the introduction of classes, it is important for developers to understand this language that powers automation almost everywhere. So in this session, we will explore PowerShell classes. We will divide this module into two sessions. Part one of the session will cover on classes, properties, enums, and inheritance. Part two of the session will cover on constructors, methods, and method overloading, static methods, and the debugging experience with PowerShell. So let's get started with understanding how PowerShell gives us the flexibility of using classes with PowerShell 5. So is the concept of class new to PowerShell? Well, no, not really. So as we see on the screen, $message equals to new object system.net.mail.mailMessage. That's a object of a .NET class being used in PowerShell. Concept of classes is not really new to the PowerShell language. We have always seen code like this, where we define the entire class in a string, the class basic test, and we define the static methods inside it to add, multiply, divide, anything, and define the types dynamically by saying add type, type definition, $source. And what PowerShell does is it adds the type basic test in the memory or in the scope of execution. So you can very well go ahead and say box basic test add 4-3. And what essentially it would do is add the two numbers and give you an output. It will return an integer value. Now, you can also create objects of this basic test by saying $basicTest is equals to new object basic test. And then you can call non-static methods or instance-based methods saying $basicTest.multiply 5, 2. So there always was a provision to define classes and then create objects out of it, and then invoke the methods of the classes. But this was very well limited, or the scope was very limited to the classes that were defined as .NET classes. So effectively what was happening is it was adding a .NET type into the scope and then allowing us to call methods or do any operation on the object of the .NET class. So what really changed is we no longer need to write a .NET piece of code to do this. So this code that appears here as a string in $source where we add the type gets transformed into something like this, where the class is no more a .NET class, it's a PowerShell class. The method is no more a .NET method, it becomes a static PowerShell method. The declaration changes, the way in which we are defining method changes, and the invocation changes as well. So we really do not add a type into the scope. We directly access the object or the static methods of the class. So this session is primarily to understand the changes and how to write classes with PowerShell 5.0. So let's understand how PowerShell classes work. So to start with, we'll use the same .NET example that we ran, and then we'll try with the PowerShell class, appropriate PowerShell class for that. So this is the object where we are adding the type of the type definition of the class basic test, and then we are calling the method called and. Thereafterwards, you are creating an object of basic test and calling the method called multiply. So if I execute this script, I get a value of 7 and 10. So this runs fine. Now if I want to change this to the PowerShell method, what would this essentially change to is a script like this, where we are saying class basic text, which is a PowerShell class. We're defining a static method. We're defining a method which is specific to the class, so it requires an object of the class to be invoked. It's not a static method. We are just calling the static method, and then we are calling the constructor to say multiply. So if I execute this code, I get the same result. So essentially what we are doing with the .NET class is something similar that we are achieving with PowerShell class. So we're not using .NET to execute this, but we are still getting the same functionality. So let's go into the details of how to achieve this with some specific examples on PowerShell classes. So we'll create a new class, say car. Now the definition of class car requires involving the brackets the same way as we define the C# classes. Now the members of the class require a box bracket followed by a dollar sign to define the variable. So that's same as we know. We don't need a semicolon over here to end the class, just an enter is sufficient. We go ahead with defining the number of doors. Number of doors. And we defined a static number. So let's say number of wheels. And we also define another string called make. So we have a class that has four properties or members, and what we need to do is define an object of the class. So the way we do it is we define a variable called class, which will become an object of the class car, and we say two colons new. This defines the object car. So if I run this code, the object of car has been created. Now I can assign values to the members like this way. I can say $car.id is equals to some number, say 01, something like this. And I can say $car.make is equals to Camry. So when I say write output, and I execute this, I get the complete visibility of all the members of the class car, and the values of this $car is restricted to the object $car. If I create another object with car2, and I can assign it something else as the ID. So if I create, if I write it again as car2, the values of car and car2 will be totally different. A number of doors has not been assigned, so the value is 0. So which is the default value of the integer that is being assigned. So if I have another string and I don't assign it, it will be blank. So that will not get assigned. Whereas now I'm not having the number of wheels visible here because it's a static member. It's not the instance based member. So I will not be able to see that. But if I assign the value to a member variable and I execute this, I'll see the difference. So I get 4, number of zeros, number of doors is 0, and number of doors is 4 over here. So this is the way you can assign values to an object that has been created from a PowerShell class. Now, what essentially happened here is that I still have some kind of hard coding which is saying that this car is a Toyota car. I'm just putting it as a part of a string, which is not really the best way to do. Now, if you're aware of the object orientation concepts, it's better to have some kind of constant or better to have some kind of an enumerator for this purpose. So let's create an enumerator which has to be defined before the class car. So I'll say make of car, and I'll say Toyota as 1, again no comma required, Honda as 2, Ford as 6, Nissan as 7. So I can assign values here, 1, 2, 6, 7. There is no particular reason as to why I assigned 6 and 7. It has to be incremental, so you can assign any number. You can assign 3, 4 as well. And what you need to do is we need to change this make from string to make of car. Now when I do this, what I can get rid of here is I can say make of car, and I press double colon, I get all the options. So I just don't need to write a string. I can just say colon colon Toyota. Similarly, I can make this as, let's make it to make of car. Again, Toyota. So that's it. And when I run this again, the string gets converted into enum, and that works pretty much fine. Now, this value is integer value, so we can assign any integer value to this and it should be good. What we can also assign is something like int colon colon max value minus 1, and when I execute this, it still works fine. So only thing is it should be a constant. It should not be an expression that has to evolve, that has to be evaluated. It can be any constant. So since this has to be a constant, you cannot really write something like this, that make of car, colon, colon, Ford, sorry, Honda plus 1. No, this is not possible. But if you have another enum, let's say enum constants, and you say value 1, no commas, sorry, value 2 is equals to 10 is equals to 5. What you can do is constants value 2 plus 1. You can do that. The reason why you can't do it with the make of car is because the enum has not been evaluated yet. The values have not been assigned yet. But when you do this, it knows that an enum called constants has been defined, and it has to take the value of it, which becomes a constant again. And then you're adding just 1 to it. So this is allowed, but the previous case is not allowed. So when I execute this, it still works fine. It compiles, which is a good case. Now, this is the way you define a class. You create a new object. You use enums. You assign the values to its members. And then you can create multiple objects similarly, and each object is not equal to the other object. So in a way, you create an encapsulated data and preserve it as an object somewhere in your PowerShell scope, so script scope. Now what happens if you have a car where you want to inherit the features of the current car and still show that you have a specialized car? Let's say a wow car that has 3 doors, not 4, and or has 2 doors just for you and your buddy. So what you can do is effectively you can define a class car, and then you can say class wow car, which says car. So this is the way you inherit a class, and you can override the methods. You can create a constructor, say wow car, and say dollar this dot. Now when you just write colon car, when you inherit it, the dollar this will start giving you all the members of the base class. So you can say dollar doors equals to 2. So when you create a new car, let's say car 3, or dollar wow car equals to wow car, and I'll just copy all these. Instead of car, let's rename it to wow car and write output wow car. That's it. So if I execute the script, there is some problem here. Cannot convert the value of make from this to this. Okay, so this is wrong. I need to remove this part. The make is Camry, so I cannot really assign this. That's it. And I execute this, and I see the number of doors has been overridden to 2. So this is the way you can define your classes and do inheritance with it. Now what you can also do here is you can define a new variable or a member in this. So we say $name or person as the person who owns it, and by default let me assign my own name. So I can just say Pareth. I have to say $this.person and say Pareth. So if I just execute this code, it's not showing me anything, but if I select this part and just execute this, I'll see the person as Pareth. So this is the way you can define your inherited classes, add any members to it, additional members to it compared to what your base class has, and you can also set the variables of the base class. So that's how you define your classes, inherit them, and add enums to make it more type safe. Now, interesting thing to note in this scenario is that, you know, the classes have a type defined, the members have the type, but they do not have any modifiers. So it doesn't have anything like public, private. By default, everything is public. So you can very well define any member and can assign properties from outside of the class. So you can directly say $card.id. You cannot define it as private and hide it. So that's it for this session. We covered classes, properties, enumerators, and inheritance. In the next session, we will cover constructors, methods and overloading, static methods, and the debugging experience. Thank you.